G'day, welcome to our Christmas 2016 series, Jesus Now, looking at Christmas through a different lens. Instead of using the normal lens of expectancy, we are looking through the lens of the consequences of Jesus' birth. Let's look today at the Magi, or the wise men. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. 'And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem, search carefully for the child. When you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them, stopping over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. After the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." That night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet, "I called my son out of Egypt." Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. Cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. While these wise men were travelling, that's what they were doing, and they're probably travelling for quite a long time, for it seems they originated in what we now call Iran, but used to call Persia. These magi, or wise men, were sort of a priestly group, not kings as usually supposed in traditional Christmas presentations. They were men who studied the night skies for signs of what was going to happen. We would probably call them astrologers today, but they were much more than that. They were aware of ancient writings and promises that had been made long before they were born. They looked to see where and when they would be fulfilled. Those who visited Jesus had seen a clear sign that an ancient promise was shortly coming to pass. There is a verse in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, which reads, "A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel." No wonder then that they burst into Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, with the question, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We've seen his star, we've come to worship him." With a bit of help from the Jewish scholars, the star took them to Bethlehem, where they found the young child with his mother. they brought gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. These three gifts may have suggested that there were just three of them in the party, but Matthew gives us no data on that. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, a gift for a king. Incense, a gift appropriate for a priest, still used today in some churches. Myrrh, a gift suggesting sacrifice and death, for it was an embalming spice. What other insights did they have, we wonder, as they travelled and talked among themselves? Matthew understood that they were significant to the story of Jesus' birth, not because they came, but because they were part of God's strategy for Jesus. These gifts were valuable, extremely so, and their value would have provided the means for the Holy Family to escape into Egypt and remain there for as long as it was necessary. This thought is strengthened by the fact that it was the Magi's visit that provoked Herod's wrath and his vicious massacre of the young boys of Bethlehem. There is something unexplained and mysterious about this visit of the wise men. But whatever else may be true, it makes the point for us that Jesus coming into the world was not only to save his people, that is, the Jewish people, from their sins. Far from it, he was coming to be the saviour of the world. His life, death, and resurrection would establish salvation for all who would believe and receive it, regardless of race, colour, creed, culture, nationality, or social status. In emphasizing the nature of the gifts they brought, we may overlook that, first of all, they bowed down and worshipped him. They realized to some extent that he was more than just another earthly king, that somehow this baby was destined to be of wider and greater significance than that. The Apostle John was later to write of him, that is, the baby, as the Word of God, and penned the words, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Perhaps these Magi were wise men after all, in that they partly understood what we've come to call incarnation. God on earth as a real human being. It's been fashionable in recent years to create some clever slogans about Christmas, such as, "Jesus is the reason for the season." Perhaps a more telling and more subtle one would be, "Wise people still seek him." What gift can you bring to the Lord Jesus that would express your love for him?